Most of the diesel air pollution at the ports comes from ocean-going ships, but also from tugboats, cranes, trucks, and trains. The three ports have been working together since 2007 to reduce air pollution, and now they've set percentage reductions they want to achieve. A 75% reduction in diesel emissions by 2015 and 80% by 2020. Stephanie Jones-Stebbins with the Port of Seattle says they're acting voluntarily, as opposed to many other ports that have been compelled to by court order.
With respect to voluntary efforts, these are pretty aggressive goals.
Part of the emissions reduction will come from stricter regulations the U.S. and Canada have adopted, but some of it will come from the port's efforts, such as subsidizing cleaner fuel for ships to use when they're docked, and giving grants to truck drivers to buy more efficient vehicles. Jones-Stebbins says the ports have to balance a cleaner environment with economic realities.
We want to see reductions in emissions, but we want to do it in a way that also works for the companies that want to do business here. So that is always a challenge for us to keep in mind.
The draft clean air strategy is open for public comment until the end of this month. For a link, you can go to our website, kplu.org. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.